Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. There's 100 different performance variables in the literature that has been shown to lead to long-term success. But only 6 of them lead to long-term success and well-being, which means life satisfaction, if you will, happiness, and positive relationships over the long term. Meaning, you and I both know some people have success and then they're jerks to everybody around them and they're miserable inside. Or they have success, but they burn themselves out completely. Without realizing you can have quote unquote success, but real success means you achieve your long-term goals. And while achieving your long-term goals, you maintain health and well-being and you maintain positive relationship and community. That's high performance. That's what we academically mean by the study of high performance habits. Here's like, you wanna know my famous battle board technique. Here's how I think of winning the month, winning the day, the hour, the year. Okay. Everything begins for me on the first of the month. The first of the month has always been my growth day. So that's why we started calling this growth day, right? The first of the month. Every first of the month, always since I was 19 years old, gets probably about 2 hours of real deep reflection and personal development. That means for me, journaling and planning. Journaling to capture where am I at in my life. How do I feel about all these major areas of my life, my health, my relationships, my wealth, my career, my lifestyle, my adventure, my family, my friends? So I do what's called the whole life assessment in the high performance planner. For those who have that, I basically journal on the high performance planner, the whole life assessment. I do that every first of the month. And I've been in that for years. And then I also look out at the month. And I ask myself some simple questions about this upcoming month. I ask, what are my 5 major moves this month? Meaning, what are the 5 major activities or initiatives, you might call them projects, that I'm working towards and I'm moving forward? Those got to be on the board. I got to know that each month, right? We call them the 5 moves. So I know my 5 moves for the month. So I start with that. Second, plan, which is, okay, what's my 5 major moves? Then I break down my 5 major moves. So an activity, let's say one of the major moves is write book, right? That could be a major move. Well, what are the moves under that? What are the activities below that? Contact agent, write 3 chapters, do this type of research, and do these interviews. Okay, cool. Then I make sure that whatever I just wrote down has, listen, block time. Block time, meaning whatever those 5 major moves I got to do that month, there's block time in the month. I mean, a block of time, meaning there is an hour dedicated to those subtasks of the activity. It's blocked in the calendar. It's protected at the beginning of the month. It's locked in that calendar. Nothing moves the 5 major moves. Y'all hear me? Though I set those like anchors in the month. Everything else rotates around those, is rescheduled around those. Those things are going to happen. It doesn't matter. Those things are going to happen. So now I've taken major things I should be working on. I've broken it down and it lands in the calendar. Now sit down with your spouse or sit down with your executive team or sit down with that right-hand gal or guy that you have and go through the calendar.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world, and you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. I can guarantee your success based on how much you communicate your calendar. Let me say it again. I can guarantee your success based on how much you communicate your calendar. If no one knows what you are trying to do, no one can be along for the ride or support you. If no one knows the time in which you're trying to protect, they can't be your block and tackle person with you. So if you are striving alone in the dark all the time and not speaking to anybody, which is the lone genius metaphor that still exists in pop culture, but is completely antithetical to any real research in high performance, then you got to realize, I got to tell my spouse, my partner, this is what I am trying to do this month. Here are the major blocks. If you need to protect the time, these are what those blocks are. Listen, I'm assessing where my life is. I'm planning the month ahead, and I'm communicating the month ahead. You do that on the first of the month, it's a shift. It's a huge shift, especially if you're not currently doing that with discipline. Then my next growth day, if you will, is on Sundays. Sundays, I do a very similar process. It's shorter, but I also look out on that calendar. And that's where I'm sharing with Jenna, I might reshuffle things or change things. So I'm really focused on making sure that, and by the way, I want you to all know, I suck at planning. And I do this so that I still achieve my dreams. As you heard me share earlier, I have very free mornings. For me, I really protect my mornings. But still on Sunday, I evaluate where I'm going. Is this what I want? Okay, is that where I'm going? Great, okay, cool. On the daily, every day, let's talk about that. Every single day I have my morning routine. You gotta have your morning routine. For me, I get up for 20 minutes. I do 60 minute morning routine, and I built my life to be able to do that. And so it usually has this combination of these things: 20 minutes of movement, 20 minutes of reading personal development or leadership or history, 20 minutes with that high performance planner, planning out the day, setting the intention, prioritizing, and visualizing the day's activities. Here's what I mean by that. So when I write out my planner for the day and I have a meeting or a presentation or a work effort, in the morning, I already know that block of time. I close my eyes. I imagine that block of time. I go, how would I do that with excellence? How would I do that with excellence? How would I do that with joy? What might trip me up or stress me out? And how would my highest self deal with that situation? So I look at every major thing I have to do that day, and I just close my eyes and I visualize it and think about those questions. In other words, that's what a pro would call mental rehearsal, visualization, good old-fashioned personal development. Imagine it before you do it, and you'll do it better. Especially if you heard what I just shared. What might trip me up? What might stress me out? So as an example, today, I thought, you know what might stress me out, trip me up? If I don't eat enough, I better make sure I've got food, I've got water, I've got everything handled. Okay, great, because when I don't do that, problems after this many hours. Okay, cool. Got to make sure I do the self-care. So I imagined that this morning. Okay, God, that gets that mental visualization preparation every day. Every day. So that might sound like a lot, but it's not. Other secret, Growth Day members, you know this. Friday finishers. A Friday finisher, what does that mean? You should have next to your computer or on a wall somewhere, a Friday finisher is your task list for the week. It means these things, it might be, you might call it your deliverables, your task. It means these items are finished by end of day Friday. Friday finishers, they're non-negotiables as well. Like, I got to finish these by the end of the week. And by knowing my Friday finishers, I get to go in the weekend free. I don't know about you, but I hate getting to a Saturday afternoon and going, oh, I forgot I was supposed to do that thing. How much stress we have to go, oh, I forgot I was supposed to do that thing. It could have taken 20 minutes of planning. And so I know that sounds like a lot. And some of you go, boy, Brendan's a control freak. No, remember, I'm wandering around like an idiot half the morning. I'm not a control freak. Guess what? As you've always heard, discipline gives you freedom. The more disciplined you are about the blocks of time in which meaningful processes, meaningful pursuits must happen, you protect those. You organize your mind and your day around those things and you move towards them. I promise you it will give you a different result. I promise you that will be a different result.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi.
If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.